Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Numbers 12 and 13, Psalm 49, Isaiah 2, and Hebrews 10. Now for several years, when my daughter Layla was younger, our family would invest in season passes to Six Flags Great America. It wasn't cheap, but it came with tons of stuff as part of the package. So we would get the unlimited parking pass, the food pass, so we wouldn't have to go broke eating that not-so-healthy food. And we'd get the water park pass as well. And when warm enough, we would just lazy river around there for a while. It was a pretty sweet deal. I remember during those summers, we'd make it a point to, you know, go pretty often and spend a lot of fun days in the sun at Six Flags. I'd get off work and take Layla over there, and we'd have a meal or a snack and get on a ride or two just to hang out before Mama got home from a late night of work, and then she would come join us. The point for me was making sure that I took full advantage of the great rewards that I paid for. And we had so much fun in those years, and the money we invested was well worth it because we made sure we took advantage of the park and all that was offered. As we approach the text today, I couldn't escape the reading without being fired up by Hebrews 10. The author speaks of the assurance of faith that we have in Jesus and the confidence that this assurance gives us. Not the wicked confidence that Miriam and Aaron displayed as they spoke ill against Moses in Numbers 12 today, but a holy confidence to enter in the places to which Jesus has paid our entry fee. First of which, and most importantly, is the place of the presence of God. Because of Jesus' broken body and shed blood for us, he's given us access to the throne room of God. As we are well acquainted with our unworthiness and our own broken sin, we can easily neglect or even reject this privilege. I know some Christians who actively refrain from a deeper walk with the Lord because they're so focused on their own sin and forget that they were never the answer for their sin to begin with. Jesus was, and Jesus is. So in doing such things, they take the confidence that Christ paid for us, the confidence that we should have in him, and they toss it aside. And they make it all about them and their own shortcomings. So therefore, they lack confidence. The truth in Hebrews 10:35 is a remedy to believers like that if they would only receive it. It says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. They leave all the rewards of a confident faith in Christ unclaimed. Can you imagine if we had purchased the season passes and then left them in my wallet? This would only make sense if we then suddenly deemed the reward not worth the continued cost of redemption. But to walk in the rewards of faith is only the greatest ongoing investment one can make. There's no sunk cost bias or fallacy here, just a focus on the eternal ROI as the returns on this investment bear fruit not only for us, but for the whole family of faith. As we lean in like Hebrews 10:24-25 commands, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as it is habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. That great day where all the investment is cashed in, that day when we meet Jesus face to face. I want to not only hear, well done, good and faithful servant, but I want to look around and see all the brothers and sisters I journeyed with standing next to me as those who have drawn near to God and have determined that they are going to take full advantage of all the rewards of the life God has made for us through Jesus' work on the cross. So, let us not waste our privilege. God is the reward we don't deserve, but our neglect to claim it is a disrespect that we would not be wise to demonstrate before the Lord. After all, Miriam's story today bears that out. And so does verse 31 of Hebrews 10 that reminds us it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let our reverence for God draw us to recognize more and more our need of Jesus and the work he did to give us access to our most holy Father in heaven. Now, let us pray that he would help us take full advantage of all that he has afforded us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work that Jesus did on the cross. We do thank you that in that we can have confidence, full assurance that not only is eternity in heaven, eternity with you ours, but so is your presence with us today, that you will always be with us to strengthen us, Lord God. We thank you that we can have greater confidence that as we walk, you walk with us, that we can have greater confidence that as we lean in to the rest of the family of faith, that you empower us to speak love and to stir up one another to love and good deeds, Lord God. We thank you that we can have the confidence that your spirit will continue to draw us out of a focus on ourselves and more of a focus on you, more of an eyes off of our sin and a trust that you will work through our sin as we give it to you, Lord God, that you will heal us of it, Lord God, that you will remove it from us, Lord God, that it will no longer be a hindrance, Lord God, that you will be making a way in the wilderness for us, Lord. We thank you that we have so many great rewards, privileges, and advantages as a result of you. And Lord, we ask that you would empower us to take full advantage, to lean into the privilege, and to walk it out with confidence. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that's another episode on the podcast. Make sure you hit me up, Armand@unshackled.org, with your prayer requests. Reply or leave comments over at 5bythefire.org. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen. Rate so others can see your review and share it to get the word out. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.